Many loving parents get anxious sending their children off to school. They get more, even more anxious when their kids do not do well in school. A mother in Wuhan, central China's Hubei province, took it to the extreme. She has attended over 3,000 classes with her teenage son. Oh, well,
that's just weird, dude.
Don't rush to judge.
Okay, fine, sorry.
Yeah, if that's okay.
So
why did this mom go to class with her teenage son?
Well, this woman actually is called Dai Jihua, and she lives in Wuhan, central China's Hubei province. She decided to be a part of her son's class because her son was having a little problem having upgraded from junior middle school to, I think it was from primary school to junior middle school. So previously, the son was doing well at school. But once entering the middle school, he began to have a little problem. That's when this woman, Dai Jihua, decided to do something about it. And coincidentally, the middle school in Wuhan City, was aiming to entitle parents with the rights of attending classes freely and supervising the running of the school. So basically, the school was trying to involve parents to begin with. So that sort of worked together to that decision by this mom to sit basically in 3,000 out of some 3,600 classes for 3 years.
Yes, for 3 years, she enjoyed the same rights and benefits as students. In fact, the woman is one of the most, quotes, diligent students in class, end quotes. So that's weird, okay?
It's like, come on,
that
lady, students.
Are you trying to relive your old school days?
Just give, or is this about your kid?
On some level, I mean, maybe it's about, definitely, hopefully, it's about her kid. If not, it is really weird. Like, she just wants to be in school. But, I don't think this is a good way to help your kid for so many reasons. I mean, your kid is going to be, won't be able to, first of all, other kids will probably bully him. He'll never be able to take care of himself. You'll make him completely reliant on you. And then he's just going to have more problems in future classes where you can't sit in. Like when he's in college and or high school or something. And the professor's like, excuse me, lady, can you get out of the classroom? I don't care who you are, but you need to leave. And then your son's like, Mom, I've never had a class without you. No. And he has a panic attack, and the kid's ruined for life. You know, come on. This is a weaning opportunity. Like, weaning is where, maybe a calf from a cow is taken away from the mother so that the calf can learn to be without the mother. And with all horses, with many livestock, people do this. I'm not saying human beings are livestock, guys, but what I'm saying is this kid needs to learn that we all have to learn that we need to be individual in our studies. There's things and things we need to do in our life that we got to do by ourselves. And if we're not learning that earlier on in life, then it's going to be a real struggle later on in life. All right, so I understand this comes from a good place, but come on, like 3 years, she's been called a diligent student. She's in almost all of his classes, 3,000 out of 3,600 classes. This is just weird. I mean, come on, lady, I know you love your kid, but you gotta let go a little bit.
I think Chinese people have a little misunderstanding about education, and their idea of their kid getting a good education is that they do well, they perform well, they get good grades, and when they don't, there's a problem. But in fact, they're ignoring the fact that actually education isn't just about getting the best scores. It is also about learning to interact with your students, learning how to deal with, say, when you have a crush with this girl next door and next to you, you try and get the idea across, and you
now
have
it's to deal your with mom the failure next to you.
And you deal with the failure when you're turned down, or you deal with the relationship, with the healthy relationship with the girl. And that's not going to happen when you have a mom sitting right beside you all the time.
Yeah, mom. God. No, but you know, when I was a kid, there's few things that I remember from my young childhood, but I remember there would be times at this school, it was like a nice school, had a background that went into the woods, And I remember there were these times where my parents could come if they wanted to. And my dad would come often because I think my mom was really busy at that time. So I remember one of the things was a nature walk, and I got to walk with my dad and at school during the day. And that was so cool. And, you know, the teacher's talking about all these different things, plant life, trying to teach us basic biology. But my dad's sitting there and he's explaining it to me in a way he knows I'll understand. He's like, yeah, Ryan, these are plants. And one day this plant is going to blossom and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it was just one day, you know, and it's just this one nature walk. But that was something as a 30-year-old man, I still remember holding my dad's hand, big, huge hand, walking around trying to keep up with him. Magical.
Oh, and just think if he's in the classroom with you holding your hand the teacher's giving the lesson. Not something that Ryan would like. And certainly...
Sorry, Dad.
But one thing I find very interesting is that the school seems to be very open in wanting to invite parents.
Once a month, though, is how they do it. And that's, I think that's so okay.
But I think for every parent to go once a month, that's already quite a lot of work and doesn't seem to be something that's welcomed by most parents.